Hi, I'm Shua Wilmot, the former area coordinator at Houghton University.
And I am Reagan Zelaya, the former women's area coordinator at Houghton University.
We were both fired this week.
We were. It's true.
And we'll read to you verbatim parts of the letter that we received that are relevant. So for me, it starts off, you were previously advised that your employment was not being renewed next year.
Reagan, you previously tendered your resignation, advising that you did not intend to return next year.
However, as a result of your continued use of pronouns in your email signature in violation of institutional policy after you had been asked to remove them.
However, as a result of your refusal to remove pronouns in your email signature in violation of institutional policy.
So that's the first reason. For both of us, there were two reasons. The first reason is our use of pronouns in our email signature, which we can share a little bit about why we chose to do that. Keep our pronouns, our cisgendered pronouns, in our email signature. And for those who might not know what that means, for me, it's like, in my case, when you get an email from me, at the bottom, it'll have my sign off, like earnestly or in gratitude, comma, and then my name, Shua Wilmot, and underneath that, my position, it says area coordinator. And then below that, it says he, him, with like the tall bar, and then it has my email address.
Yeah, we had been, at the beginning of the school year, I had had my pronouns. It said Reagan Zelaya, she, her, she slash her, and then my contact information, my title, that type of stuff. And then we had received an email, I think maybe in October, just institutional-wide saying, you know, for marketing purposes and for branding purposes, we are trying to have a streamlined email signature. And they had given a bunch of different examples, such as, oh, like, you shouldn't have Bible verses, or, you know, crazy fonts, or here's the color scheme, here's the fonts, here's what your email signature should look like for branding purposes and, like, marketing. And so at that point, I had gone through and changed my email signature to match their fonts, colors, sizes, format of how they wanted the information, with the addition of my pronouns. That so it said my name, Reagan Zelaya, she, her, in their fonting or in their font and color branding style. And then I also, which they didn't include in my, they would say that I was being fired because my email signature was not aligned with institutional policy, and they specifically mentioned my pronouns, but they don't mention my meeting link that I had at the bottom, which wasn't institutional policy either. So it just shows like the priority of why,
right,
what was bothering them about my email signature. Because at the end I had a link that says set up a meeting with Reagan, which was not.
It does say like don't have links in there as well. But I also changed my email signature when that came out, and I made it uniform with the new policy, except for where they say that you can put your phone number. In my role, like, I don't post my phone number there. And so where I would put my phone number, I instead put he slash him. But apart from that, and then the meeting link, which is very useful for people in our role to have that in your email signature.
But that wasn't
an issue. Yeah, we did make changes. Yeah, and that, of course, was not an issue. Right. So why bother? I've been asked, like, why die on this hill? Well, I'm not going to die, first of all, but I'd say there's like four or five main reasons. One of them, let's just talk about the practical element. My name is Shua. It's an unusual name, and it ends with a vowel, A, that is traditionally feminine in many languages. And so if you get an email from me and you don't know who I am, you might not know how to gender me. And I have been mistaken as a woman over email and in person because I have long blonde hair, but I don't mind. I'll say this, like, I truly don't mind if I'm misgendered. There's nothing wrong with being a woman, but when somebody misgenders me, it sometimes makes them uncomfortable. So let me avoid that professionally by just putting my pronouns in my email signature, so you know that you're talking, that you're writing to and writing from a man.
Reagan is also a dual gender name. I know many men and women who have the name Reagan, and so it, from a practicality point, is helpful in the same way to say what my pronouns are. But for me, when I originally had done it, A, it is a pretty standard industry practice.
Yeah. And that's the second reason we should talk about. Yep.
Yeah, to include your pronouns in your email signature. When you go to conferences, I have a lot of students who are involved in manners or other things that go to conferences and have come back and told me, oh yeah, when I was at the conference, like on my name tag, the standard was to have mm-hmm. pronouns. And mm-hmm. you'll find most places now, it is an industry standard to have pronouns included in your email signature.
There you go. Reason two, it is a professional standard for educators especially to have their pronouns in their email signature. And I've had interviews now with probably a dozen different organizations, mostly educational institutions, and almost every professional has their pronouns in their email signature, has their pronouns next to their Zoom name.
Mm-hmm. And as in my interview processes, I've had, they will open the interview with, hi, my name is Reagan Zelaya, my pronouns are she, her.
Yes, yes. And they'll expect that as a professional who they're interviewing, that I say, my name is Shua Wilmot, I use the pronouns he, him. It's how you start a lot of interviews.
So it's important for students who are going out outside of the Houghton context to understand what the expectations are in the industries that they're entering is just another reason.
A third reason is that as an educator, especially at a place where many people don't know a lot about gender and sex, I think that it's a great conversation starter to have my pronouns in my email signature. And I will say I've had some great conversations with great students about this topic now as a result of like this whole controversy, as a result of having my pronouns in my email signature. It was a Lear decision. It has given me the opportunity to educate mm-hmm. people on this topic. And I'm an educator, so I want to be able to do that. And a fourth reason is that it marks us as safe people. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Could you say a little bit about what that means?
Yeah. I have a lot of privilege that when people see me and meet me in person, they can say, oh, you look like a woman. I'm going to address you as a woman. And I don't have to worry about that. And something that's a privilege that not everyone has, to be addressed and given the dignity of being called by your name and called by who you are in your heart and your identity. And so for me, it felt like a way that I can show solidarity with the people who don't have that privilege. And it has nothing to do with my personal beliefs or convictions. It is just a way, it's a professional courtesy that I can offer. And it's a way that I can show care and dignity for others without ever having to talk to them or do anything.
That's right. Yeah. My name is Joshua. I do not like to be called Josh. And if you call me Joshua, great. That's my name. If you call me Shua, that's great. That's my preferred nickname. And so calling people by the name that they like to be called, using the pronouns that they like to be called, regardless of what you think about gender and sex, that's just a way to dignify them and humanize them. And I want to say a little more on this topic. I wrote something out just so that I could get the phrase exactly right. So this kind of builds off of what Reagan was saying. For some people, sharing their pronouns means outing themselves every time they share their preferred pronouns. For me, it's not emotional labor to say I'm a man. By normalizing the visibility of pronouns in an email signature, I can play a small role, Reagan can play a small role, in empowering others to also share their pronouns in their email mm-hmm. signature. Thus, it normalizes a less emotionally laborious way for gender expansive individuals to out themselves. If cis people are putting their pronouns in their email signature, then it becomes a more normal thing. And so when gender expansive people put their pronouns in their email signature, they can let people know what their pronouns are without exhausting themselves emotionally again and again. And it becomes a normal and accepted thing, which, like I said earlier, it is a normal and professionally expected thing in a lot of cases. So I hope you better understand why we have our pronouns in our email signature, and I hope that you understand that there's value in having pronouns in your email signature.